Thank you very much for joining me again today on the Thornton Investigation. We appreciate that you're here. We also appreciate when you contact us on the Thornton Investigation radio show on Facebook or on Twitter. Now, let's get started. What would it be like if you had a job and you got paid to go there, but you never went there? We're going to explore that a little bit today. And even more important, what would it be like to go to a job every day and be harassed so much that you can't even go there anymore? You are called names. You are called all kinds of vulgar things just because you're not engaging in the groupthink that the rest of the people at your job are doing. And we're going to look into that a little bit more today because that's very, very important. And that comes along with everything I tell you on a regular basis about how the mainstream media is in this groupthink. And this is why we see so many problems today within the media. And this is why it's causing so many problems within our society, because it's definitely causing problems. Let's get to Breitbart and an article by Joshua Kaplan. Now, this article is about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'm just going to give you just a little bit of this, not entire thing, just a few pull quotes. The 87-year-old Ginsburg is resting comfortably following treatment at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. The justice is said to have experienced fever and chills and had a bile duct stent cleaned. Stop right there. So Ginsburg is 87 years old. She's on the Supreme Court. She's on the Supreme Court for life, and she's barely hanging on to life, yet she won't give up her seat for a younger, healthier person to take the seat. Why is that? Well, obviously the reason is clear. It's because she is more dedicated to the progressive ideology than she is to anything else, and she's not willing to give up that seat to a new person because she wants to stay on the court and make sure that the Democrats get what they want. And even if she can't stop the conservatives from getting everything they want, she wants to at least throw a monkey wrench into everything that's going on. That's for sure. She underwent an endoscopic procedure at Johns Hopkins University. And this article goes on to say that in May, Ginsburg was hospitalized with an infection caused by gallstones and underwent non-surgical treatment there. The court's oldest justice has been in the hospital twice since November because of infections. And that's very, very important right there. How is she supposed to operate clearly on the court when she's having so many medical problems? How is she supposed to make any decisions? And you have to think, well, if she's in and out of the hospital so much and in and out of recovery rooms and is sick all the time, taking medications all the time, can you really trust that she's actually making any decisions at all, or is her staff members making them for her? And that's the problem right there. I don't think she's actually making any decisions. I don't think that she's actually writing any decisions. I think everyone on her staff is writing them for her, and that's a great problem. But we did not put her staff members on the Supreme Court for life. We put her on the court for life. But obviously, her useful time is up, and she needs to give up that seat. This is something that we have to look at going forward, whether or not we can keep putting people on the Supreme Court for life. Personally, I think it's time that we start a campaign to start getting Ginsburg removed from the bench, which can be done, and the Constitution gives us that right. Now, I want to move on to another article in Breitbart, and this is explaining what it'd be like to go to a job and have everyone at that job hate you because you're not part of the group think. And in this next segment, we're going to look a little more into what it'd be like to have a job in the media and why the media has gone so far off the rails and why they're such a problem. It's not just Donald Trump that has the problem with the media. It is everyone, including people within the media. And if you're just joining us now, again, you can contact us on the Thornton Investigation radio show on Facebook. You can find us on Google at the Thornton Investigation, at blueberry.net, or at blueberry.com. And let's see, this article is about Barry Weiss and is written by Joel Pollack. Barry Weiss resigns from New York Times, accuses liberal paper of record of intolerance and anti-Semitism. Haha, what did I tell you, folks? What did I tell you? The mainstream media cannot be trusted. They are part of the group think. They are anti-President Trump. They are anti-conservative. And quite frankly, they are anti-American. And let's go further down into the article and let's see if I am right about that. Barry Weiss, a New York Times opinion editor who prided herself on her centrist views and openness to argument, has resigned from the paper, posting a scathing resignation letter on her personal website accusing the Times of intolerance. No, the left could never be intolerant. The left is all about tolerance. How can she possibly accuse them of being intolerant? Okay, I'm going to tell you a few secrets about the left and their intolerance. Shh, you can't tell anyone, okay? I'm going to give you a few inside secrets. Since I work in media, and I have for 15 years, I know a couple things. But let's keep this between us. Okay, here's some more information. Weiss found herself a victim and a witness to intolerance at the liberal paper of record, as she recalled in her letter Tuesday. Lessons that ought to have followed the election, lessons about the importance of understanding other Americans, the necessity of resisting tribalism, and the centrality of free exchange of ideas to a democratic society have not been learned. Instead, a new consensus has emerged in the press, but perhaps, especially in this paper, the truth isn't a process of collective discovery, but an orthodoxy already to an enlightened few whose job is to inform everyone else. My own forays into wrong think have made me subject of constant bullying by colleagues who disagree with my views. There you go. This is what I've been telling you, folks. This is what I've been telling you. You have to have an eye out for these kinds of things when you read media, when you look at the different articles. You know, you have to think, well, why is everything the same? Why is every single, you know, news channel acting the same? Why are they all saying the same thing? Well, this is why. They have called me a Nazi and a racist, and I have learned to brush off these comments about how I am writing about the Jews again. Several colleagues have perceived to be friendly with me or badgered by my coworkers. So you can't even be friends with someone who doesn't believe in the right think, because then you're going to be a target as well. And that's where you see so many of President Trump's administration, so much of his family, and so many of his supporters have been targeted so much for wrong thing. And we're going to get into that in a little bit too. But first, I want to get into what's going on with the Democrats supporting the terrorist Antifa and the terrorist Black Lives Matter. That's right, I said it. Black Lives Matter are terrorists. It is just a branding that they say we're about black lives. They don't care about anyone but themselves. What they care about is making a lot of money and anarchy. They are proven anarchists. And if you look at my Facebook page, you can see they're in their own words. They are saying they are anarchists and they want to overthrow the United States government. But what could be wrong with that? No, there couldn't be anything wrong with overthrowing the United States government. There can't be anything wrong with destroying our entire way of life. And if you're a veteran, you should start thinking about what you gave for this country and how other people want to take it away, how people want to destroy this country, how you built this country, how your family has built this country, and how other people have decided it's worth destroying and they want to take it away from us. You know, I want to go to a quick video clip. It's actually quite funny, of the federal agents in Portland. And they've had to go to Portland and try and install law and order because the Democrats support Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They don't support the actual regular people that live there. And Antifa's starting to get a little bit of a rude awakening. And where is that clip? Let me see that. Okay, yeah. Audio clip number 11. Action.
Use your words! What are you doing?
I haven't done anything wrong.
Use your words! What is going on?
We need to know
who are you?
Where are you taking
NLG will get you out. What's your name?
What's
tell
your
us your name.
What's your name?
Okay, you're fine. We'll get you out.
Bro, what?
We got you, friend.
We got you. NLG.
Now stop it right there. What that was a video of someone took on the streets in Portland when federal agents came over and grabbed one of the Antifa terrorists after they were setting fire to the federal courthouse, grabbed him and took him to a minivan and took him away. Now, the reason the Antifa idiots were so upset was because they thought they could make the police talk to them. Well, not police, federal agents. But the federal agents wanted nothing to do with them. They just wanted to grab the Antifa idiot and get out of there. I don't know if you heard it or not, but the one girl, she kept saying, use your words, use your words, use your words. What are you doing? Use your words. Okay, that might be some kind of a new speak or something. I've never heard anyone say to anyone, use your words. What are you doing? Use your words. And then at the end, she kept saying, NLG, NLG, we'll get you out, friend. We'll get you out. Now, I don't know if you heard NLG in that clip, but let me explain to you what NLG is. NLG, according to their website, which is the National Lawyers Guild, I'm not going to go through everything on the website, but I'm just going to give you some quick information. It says chapters. The NLG has chapters across the U.S. organizing and litigating on local issues. Okay. Law school chapters. Law students in the NLG are a fast-growing membership category, with 100 law schools across the nationwide. That doesn't sound too bad. Well, let's move down to mass defense activist support. The NLG MDC provides legal support for political activists, protesters, and movements for social change, including Know Your Rights legal observer trainings and materials for supporting activists and more. Boom, right there it is. They're helping Antifa, and they're helping Black Lives Matter terrorists get out of jail as soon as they can, and they're helping them get out of the charges, or so they think they will, but they're not going to. Let me tell you something. The federal government isn't going to put up with this nonsense too much longer, and the American people aren't going to either. You know, why would the Democrat Party support Antifa and Black Lives Matter? And why exactly would anybody support the Democrat Party when they support Antifa and Black Lives Matter? It just seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? What have I been telling you, folks? What have I been telling you? Every day I come here to the studio and I have my daily packet of information and I try to give you all the news that I can as quick as I can, and I give you the truth, unlike the mainstream media. And I wanted to go to an article in Gateway Pundit. And it says, Nancy Pelosi calls federal agents stormtroopers in reference to Nazis after they have sent to Portland following 49 days of leftist rioting and mass destruction. Well, you know, how long are we supposed to put up with this rioting and mass destruction anyways? You know, and Nancy Pelosi is very unhappy about it, that the federal government is now doing something about this, because the last thing she wants is this to stop. So she can blame it on President Trump, blame it on President Trump's administration, and say, hey, look, if you vote for Joe Biden, this will stop. If you don't vote for Joe Biden, this is not going to stop. You know, why Portland? Well, pretty much every night since last May, many of these protests devolve into unlawful assemblies as violent leftists start to throw rocks and other debris at police. And this is an article in Gateway Pundit by Jim Hoft. I'm sorry, I don't know if I gave him credit properly. I'm sorry about that. Mayor Ted Wheeler, Governor Kate Brown, and the Portland Police Command staff seemingly let the riots take the city as police are told to stand down and not impede the mob as businesses are destroyed and looted. Fires are started in the street. Random bystanders are assaulted and government buildings are vandalized and set on fire. So what is the federal government supposed to do? The federal government has to protect the American people. The Democratic Party is not going to protect them. Oh, no, 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 no. They're too busy on the side of the people destroying everything. And you know, that reminds me. Now, Minneapolis is looking for a federal bailout for $500 million after they let the rioters destroy that place. Let me tell you something. None of these cities should get any kind of a bailout. Zero, zero, zero. They want to let these people run crazy. They want to let them destroy everything. Well, then fine. Then you clean up the mess. But in the meantime, if you're not going to fix this, the federal government is going to do it. And that's exactly what the federal government should be doing. Who is Antifa and Black Lives Matter? Well, they're the younger people. I mean, let's face it, they're not people over 60 or 70. You don't see a lot of people out there in wheelchairs and walkers now, do you? No, of course not. I mean, I'm not that far away from that myself, so I certainly couldn't get out there and be protesting and fighting with federal police officers. I don't know if you could, but I don't think it's a very good idea. The problem is, these are the younger people, say 18 to 40. These are the Bernie Sanders supporters, and these are probably the people that are going to vote for Joe Biden. And this is the problem we're having right now, is we're going to lose pretty much an entire generation of these millennials and Generation Z to this communist training that they've gotten in the universities, to everything else that they're getting in the media telling them that the country needs to be destroyed and it can't be destroyed. And I just wanted to go to a Pew Research article saying that midterm voter turnout reached a modern high in 2018, and Generation Z and millennials, Generation X, accounted for nearly a majority of those votes, according to the Pew Research Center. Well, all right, you got to think. The majority of the votes are now coming from people who support Joe Biden. If they're coming from the people who support Black Lives Matter terrorists and Antifa terrorists, We're in real trouble, folks. We're in real trouble. The three younger generations, those ages 18 to 53 in 2018, reported casting 62.2 million votes, compared to 60.1 million cast by baby boomer and older generations. Well, this is going to be a severe problem going forward. I can tell you that. We need to do something about this younger generation. If you have children, if you have grandchildren in these younger generations, it's time to make sure they understand how wonderful America is, how wonderful capitalism is that gave us everything that it has given us, and how all the things that they enjoy every day is because of all the people who came before them and sacrificed so much. And that's why they have everything that they have. Higher turnout accounted for a significant portion of the increase. Millennials and Gen X together cast 21.9 million more votes in 2018 than in 2014. The number of voter millennials and Gen Xers grew by 2.5 million in those 4 years. We're in real trouble. We're in real trouble. We need to work together and make sure that we reach these younger generations and make sure that they know what America is, what it is for, and how wonderful it is, and how it can be so much better if you go with the system, go with the society, and go with what we built. And let's go further down just a little bit more. Millennials and Gen Xers and boomers all set records for turnout in midterm 2018. The millennial generation roughly doubling 2014 and 18 from 22% to 42%. Among Generation Z, 30% of those eligible to vote, those ages 18 to 21 in this analysis, turned out in the first midterm of their adult lives. So as you can see, Democrat Party is getting these younger generation out there to vote, and we need to start doing the same. We need to start working harder and harder and harder. We can't just think that we've won this next election with President Trump. The Democrats have shown just how terrible they can run cities, just how terrible they can run states. And for God's sakes, they can't even, I'm sorry, they can't even run their own Democratic Party nominations. I mean, we've all talked about how the vote casting and the vote counting problems have been. And, you know, that reminds me, you know, this mail-in voting coming up in the next election, wait till you see what's going on. We need to fix this. We need to fix this. And that's the clock. I'm sorry, but that's all the time we have today. Thank you very much for joining me today on the Thornton Investigation. You can contact me on Facebook or on Twitter. And like I said, you can just put the Thornton Investigation into Google and you can see, or DuckDuckGo is probably better. And you can see the Thornton Investigation on blueberry.net and blueberry.com. Thank you very much for joining me today. We appreciate it. Have a nice day.